Hello, everyone, and welcome to another great episode of our Prophecy of Odysseus campaign. I'm your host and your DM of Coffee and D&D, Coffee Horse, and with me today I have my great, fantastic, awesome players and a special guest. So we're going to start off with our good friend Cody, who plays Stygius Numera. Cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
I always have it muted to start. So I'm like, what's up, everybody? Crickets. Hi.
And then next we have Toast, who plays Damocles.
Hello. Hello.
We have Rico Thornblade, played by The Hunter.
Not just a hunter, but The Hunter.
The Hunter. You guys are going to have to fight over that. I don't know who's going to get the Hunter name.
On the Toast.
And then we have Demry, who plays Quill.
Hello.
And then we have our special guest, one of my family members, Riley, who is playing Tiefling, but I'll let her describe her character when we get into it.
Hello.
So, I'm going to do a quickie-dicky thingy-mig-bobber before we get into the recap. I'm going to ask this question. How do you think your characters are feeling right now? With everything that just went down in the last two episodes, where are they at? Let's start with you, Cody. Where do you think Stygius is at right now?
Stygius is grieving for his father's death. Confused as or still processing regarding the whole situation that had occurred, and overall just in a kind of a downer mood.
All right, Toast, how do you think Damocles is feeling at the current moment?
I think fulfilled is the wrong word, but it's the word I'm going to use. I would say the new task, so to speak, that has been set before him is kind of going to define the next step of his character arc.
All right. Rico? Hunter, how do you think Rico's feeling?
I'm sorry. I need a very, very brief little like reminder where we left off so I can tell you.
We left off, you guys almost died. All of you almost died. Damocles did die.
Yep.
Stygius' father died. You guys, at the ending, you guys were dealing with burying Stygius' father and dealing with the end of the absolute madness that had just went down.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Well, Rico's just fucking exhausted. Because it's been a long day with a lot to process after what he saw with Damocles. And then somewhat kind of consoling Stygius for his father. Along with that, just a little uncertain with Damocles.
All right.
Don't talk about me like that, boy.
Emily, how do you think Quill's feeling right now?
I think Quill is very tired and going to take her pirate's rum and take a nap.
All right. Let's get into this recap then. Where we last left off, you guys were in Stygius, Rico, and Quill. We're all in this ethereal plane. We're able to rip a hole in the fabric of space of time. Damocles said it best. As Damocles was trying to hold off and trying to take down this orc, right as you guys got through, Damocles' heart was ripped clean out of his chest. Stygius was able to go invisible, and the other two were able to jump out of the tear that they had made to get back into the material plane. Rico went for a distraction tactic. Quill went and tested the fates and brought Damocles back. Something's now off about Damocles. He has all this new stuff that was once an item that he used to carry is now part of him, or has changed in a drastic manner. You guys were about to finish off the orc when a devil had stolen the bag of holding with Merkel's binding in the Rampage of the Unshackled. And you guys then proceeded to find who you could. You guys helped Stygius bury his father. Bronn fed you guys alcohol and brought you guys back to the tavern. You guys all leveled up to level 9. And you guys have all completed a long rest and will come back to the morning after that night. And if there's anything that wants to be said before, if not, then we'll just go right into the morning. So who's waking up first this morning?
Oh, it's Damocles. He's awake and he is meditating. That's the word I'm looking for. I almost lost it there.
You're meditating. What is Damocles thinking at this current moment? Like, as he's meditating, what is he reaching out for?
He'd be reaching out for the voice and trying to find some familiarity in the feeling, like the previous feeling that we had, like way back. I guess it was just me. But yeah, trying to feel the familiarity of that and kind of use it to, I mean, kind of like how you drink a cup of coffee, rejuvenate and get ready to move forward.
All right. You sit there for a while and you start to, it's not a feeling that you're trying to call back. It's a constant feeling now. And it's just trying to see as you're sitting there meditating, you're just focusing it instead of it being almost loud noise in your head. It simmers down to just almost like you have tinnitus, but less than that. Just a soft hum that you hear in pure silence. Rico, what is Rico doing?
Rico is just now waking up and he's hungry after the previous day's events, so he's looking for some food.
All right. Stygius?
He's staying in bed for a little while longer. He's got to prioritize his thoughts and collect himself before the day. He's trying to get himself together, but finding it hard to get situated. So, yep.
All right. And Will?
I'm going to go outside of the tavern and go try to hunt something.
Okay. I want you to make a perception check. Are you looking out your window at the current moment before you go out and hunt, or are you just going straight down?
Yeah, I'll look out the window first.
All right, if you want to make a perception check for me there.
Oh, no. Hold on. A 10,
okay. As you look out, you don't see a whole lot. You see the carnage of the buildings from the invasion the day before. It doesn't seem, you don't see like any squirrels or anything outside, but.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go out and run and look.
Okay. So as you leave your room, you see Rico leaves his at about the same time. As you both walk down, you see a couple people in the bar. You see what looks like some older shop workers that look like they, since their shop is destroyed, they took the day to start drinking. Along with that, you see Quill, you notice a tiefling in very druidic clothing. Now, Riley, I'd like you to describe what you look like. They just started laughing. I can hear it. We're waiting.
That's okay. Rico,
you notice the same thing. Damocles, do you head down?
Well, I was kind of just going to fill the silence there a little bit. And so Damocles doesn't really sleep. It's kind of just a constant state of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
At the most relaxed, because I don't know. I don't feel like I can't just like lay it all on the table, but I know you know where I'm going with this, so I'm going to just leave it there. I'm going to leave it there.
All right. Yeah, I think that's.
I would say I do go downstairs okay. or out the door, whatever, to the whatever's left of the main lobby of the tavern.
As you head out, you see Rico and Quill on the stairs on their way down. You catch up to them before as they both are stopping for a second, and they what do we see, Riley?
So they
I'm so awkward.
I'd say she had blue eyes, red hair, lighter color red of skin, and I'm not too sure about the druid clothing.
Just simple leather and with like leaf crests on it with a symbol across the chest, probably.
Yeah, and some riding boots. And then she has a long sword.
All right. Sits across her back.
Yes.
All right. You three see this at the bar. Quilly, you do recognize the symbol on the armor that she is wearing.
What do I recognize it as?
You would recognize it as the symbol of Sylvanas, the Wild Mother.
Quill kind of picks up her pace and scoots right out of the tavern.
All right, you scoot right out of the tavern. Rico, Damocles?
Would I have any background knowledge?
You would just describe. You would know that that's the symbol of Sylvanas, because there was a representative at the AO meeting that had the same symbol. And you know it just stands for the Wild Mother. I mean, that's all you really know. Both of you would kind of understand that. From the looks of it, looks like might be here from the Grove to help in some way. But looks like they're just sitting there eating breakfast.
Sorry, how many people are in the group, or is she eating alone?
She's just sitting at the bar eating. There's a couple other people. There's like an older, maybe like a general store person in like one of the tables. Looks like he's eating breakfast and drinking something. And then there's another older man at the bar as well. You see Bronze just down there cleaning some tankards off.
Gotcha. Well, I see everybody eating food, and I'm like, you know, I'm pretty hungry, you guys. I'm gonna snag a quick bite to eat. Anybody else want something?
If you're buying.
Shoot, I'll buy.
You two go ahead and sit down at the bar. Bron comes over and goes, breakfast, gentlemen?
Yes, please.
All right. Be a copper each. You feeling something strong for your drink this morning, you two, or do you want something normal?
I'll take a good glass of rum, please.
All right, some rum for you.
I'll do an ale.
New an ale, okay. So he turns around, hands you guys your drinks, and walks to the back and starts working on your food. Quill, make a survival check for me to see if you can find anything.
Sixteen.
Let's see here. You're able to find a squirrel.
I'm gonna get that fucking squirrel.
Roll a d20.
This never goes well.
It always goes well. I don't know what
you're for talking. You never bring back any part of the squirrel.
Are you in your wolf form, or are you just catching the squirrel with your hands?
Oh, I'm in my wolf form.
Okay.
An elf running through the forest.
Did you spend a charge? No, I guess you slept in that.
Yeah. Okay. I rolled an 8.
An 8? All right, roll another d20 for me.
That didn't sound good.
It sounded like a 2.
A 2.
A 2? You have a squirrel tail.
Every time.
All right, I'm going to go again.
You're going to try to see if you can find another one.
Yep.
All right, roll another survival check for me.
I'm rolling with regular dice this time. 16.
16.
Oh, plus okay. My survival. Hold on. 20.
20. You find another squirrel. All
right, I'm going to try to catch the squirrel.
Okay.
A 13.
Okay. You roll another one.
14.
You have all of the squirrel except for the tail.
All right. I figure that's good. Between the two, I have a whole squirrel. So I'm going to eat my squirrel.
I mean, you caught the other squirrel. You just ate half of it. You just have a squirrel tail left on the other on one, and you have a whole squirrel with the tail on the other.
I'm going to eat the whole squirrel but the tail, and then I'm going to bring the tail back to Rico.
Are you just going in?
Has Bron seen me just in my wolf form or no?
He would have, yes, because in the fight.
I was going to say, he was out there fighting with us.
And yeah, I just trot in and bring Rico the squirrel tail.
As you trot in, Rico, you see Quill, this giant 7'5" dog, trot in with just a small little thing of fluff hanging out of hanging out of their mouth.
Aw, puppy found a new toy.
I'm going to spit it.
Jesus
right
Christ.
Into his face.
Roll a deck save. Roll a deck save, Rico.
Oh, shit. Wrong button. One second. A 13.
13? It almost hits you in the head. It just slaps into your shoulder. Riley, you see a 7'5" wolf. You know this wolf. You know what you have to do. What are you thinking right now?
I'm thinking back to the old tales I used to be told. I've said wolf.
What do you want to do? I guess we'll wait there. Stygius, what are you doing at this point?
Stygius, he's been laying on his bed, looking up the ceiling.
Okay. I want to defend my grove.
All right. What does that entail?
I have to fight this beast.
Okay, I want you to roll an attack. Stygius, we'll come back to you. You were laying on your bed looking at the ceiling.
Yep, going through the thoughts and have it prioritized. And as much as I want to continue feeling this in some way, we've got work to do and got to get it done. So I feel like I got a handle on things, and I walk out of the room into the dining area, and I'm assuming whatever's going to go down is going to...
Yeah, right as you hit the bottom of the stairs, you see a tiefling stand up and make an attack against Quill.
So I'm going to hit Quill for 25.
What did you roll 25. To hit? 25 to hit?
Yeah.
Well, I know that hits. How much? Roll for your damage now.
Okay, so you get a 1d8, which is a
pyramid
ass to ass.
Pyramid ass to ass.
Roll that.
Awesome. And then add 5 to it. 13.
12.
How much damage do you do? 12 damage. Well, I'd like everyone to roll initiative now.
Damn.
Okay,
19
for me.
19? 25. Damn.
22 for me.
20 for me.
Damocles?
I rolled a 22.
22. Damn.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What is your character's name, Riley?
Cantera.
Cantera. Cantra. Okay. Cantra. You're up first. You got the surprise.
She already fucking off. Hit me.
Yeah, but she rolled good on initiative. She surprised you guys.
Yeah, that 25 kind of just.
That kind of, she gets another attack.
Can you fix my HP, though?
I already did. You have to refresh your page.
It's the same thing as last time. Or you can shift.
I hit her for 10.
10
to hit.
10 to hit? That misses. I know that. Anything else you want to do? Any bonus action?
You can change for your bonus action if you want. Right there. I'll change.
Now, I don't know what level of creature she can turn into.
Yeah, hold on.
I'll be right. Give me 1 second, guys.
Am I reading this right? That sword does 1d20 plus 7? Or is that, was that to hit? Well, that was to hit, huh?
Yeah, that'd be a beefy sword.
That would be fucking crazy. But I think that was to hit.
What?
I was like, does that sword do 1d20 plus 7 for damage? And I'm like, no, wait, that's to hit.
That'd be nuts. Be nuts of damage.
Just sitting back in my chair, watching the roll come in, I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah, new dice, warming them up. So far, they've been good.
Cam, you remind me of the guy who's got ants in his pants.
Why?
I don't know. You just kind of look like him.
Well, at least he doesn't look like a guy with pants on fire. You know.
Maybe I should light my pants on fire. Just voluntarily
light my pants. I'm gonna shit your pants, Cam.
You're gonna shit my pants?
I'm gonna shit your pants.
You know what I'm going to do? Did you figure out what she's doing?
I turn into a spotted lion.
Spotted lion?
Yeah.
What the hell is even okay. that?
I don't even know. Google it. As long as she has the stat block. As long as she has the stat.
Hold on.
Congolese spotted lion.
I think she can turn into a tiger. I mean, it would just be I don't even know. I'm so dyslexic. I spelled lion.
Besides turning into the lion.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the end of her turn. That would be Damocles and Quill. It's your guys' turn.
I am going to cast Detect Thoughts.
Okay, it just happens.
Yeah, that's a 17 wisdom save.
So that's if you want to push deeper. If you want to push deeper into your head, they have to make a wisdom save. But you get their surface thoughts and emotions. So what's going through your head right now, Riley? What's going through your character's head right now?
That I just wanted to defend the grove.
Okay. How you are you feeling, like, angry? Are you feeling anxious? Is the adrenaline pumping?
I think it's coming out of your head. I can hear it in your
head. I'm feeling anxious.
Anxious? All right. That's what you get from the top, Damocles.
Interesting. Am I able to use a bonus action to push deeper?
You can just push deeper, just with the spell. All right. So make a wisdom saving throw. I don't even know how to say her name. I can't.
Was it Cantra?
Cantra? That's what it says. That's what it is. Cantra. Cantra. Make a wisdom saving throw. Do, 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 do. Hello? Are we going to get a wisdom saving throw? Am I going to have to do one? It wouldn't be you, Demri. It'd be Kendra.
Yeah.
You're just going to make it.
I'm helping her. Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, 12 plus 9.
12 plus 9,
yeah.
21.
21? Okay, she saves against 17. That.
Yeah,
so she saves against that. You do know someone tried to push in your head, Kendra.
I do.
Anything else, Damocles?
Well, that's an action, so...
You have your bonus.
I'm gonna cast Infernal Challenge. You offer a creature a compelling challenge. If you have no allies within 5 feet, choose one creature. Oh wait, maybe I can't do that because my allies are too close. I can't do that.
You can't do that. Okay.
Tragic. I have other things.
Bunch it.
Can I cast Shield of Faith on myself, or do I have to? Because it says a creature of my choice within range.
You can cast it on yourself.
Okay, so I gain a +2 bonus to AC for 10 minutes.
All right.
So I have a 25.
It's a concentration spell, right? It's a concentration.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. Quill. Unless you want
to move. I'm going to use my bonus action to haste.
Okay.
And then I'm going to multi-attack.
Okay.
16 plus 9.
Well, that hits, yeah.
For one claw. And then 15 plus 9 for my second claws.
Okay.
And my bite, I'm going to add a divine smite. Or no, I can only do it with my claws, right?
You can only do it with your claws.
All right. So then I'll just do it. 19 plus 9.
I think all three of those hit.
Yeah, they do. And then I get 2d10.
Holy shit.
And
2d8. That's just base.
And extra d6 for my first time attacking. And I'll do my d8 in a minute.
So many dice.
Okay, so 10, 16, plus 8 is 24. Plus okay. 4 is 28. Plus 3 is 31. And then plus 21 for each of the sevens. So that's what? 52?
Okay.
Plus 2 for my 1d6. So 53. And then I also get a 1d8 of. We'll do cold damage. So plus 3 is 56.
Okay.
Damn.
And that's without that's without doing the smite damage, right? That's without rolling for
Yeah, I didn't do any smite.
Well, oh, you didn't do any?
Nope, I didn't.
Okay, well, that instantly takes her out of the lion form. And then she takes...
Well, but she 30... still has 56 in that form. Or, no, wait, hold on. How much HP do you have? 66. You have to look at, she still has 10 health in the lion form. Because I did 56 and she has 66 health.
Mine says 22 health.
This says lion. Spotted lion.
Oh.
HP 66, 70, 12, okay. Plus 2.
Well, I guess then she's still in the spotted lion form. All right.
Okay. And then I'm going to hit her again.
Do the same thing again?
Yeah, why not?
Oh my god.
Ruthless.
Yeah. This is why Quill doesn't get fucked with.
15 plus 9. I rolled a 6, but is someone near me?
Yeah.
Okay, so I get a reroll. And I rolled a 1, so that does not hit. I'm gonna take the 6, so it's not a natural 1, but it doesn't hit.
Okay.
I rolled a 5, so I'm going to reroll for my bite. A 19 plus 9 for my bite.
Okay, so you have a claw and a bite that hit.
So I get 2d10.
And 1d8.
1d8. So 10, 11, 12 plus 14
mm-hmm.
is 26. So that would hit you out of your lion form, and then you do take 16 to your.
Holy shit.
Yep. And then can I try to connect with her mentally?
You can give it a try.
Okay.
Make a wisdom and add your spell casting.
So 14.
And then she needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
Or do I? Wait, no. So it would be a 18 with
both. Okay. She needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
What did you roll? An 8? No. Roll it again. An 8. Okay. So 8 plus 9.
17.
Yep.
You're able to make the connection.
Okay. I say this comes through in your head.
You have 12 words. You have 12 words because you're using your bonus action to speak.
Okay. I say, are you sure you really want to bite me on this?
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say to you. Did you say anything back?
No, she has to wait till her turn to say anything.
Oh, okay.
Rico, your turn.
How? She's still in. Is she still in her lion form?
Or no,
is
she out she's back into her tiefling form.
Okay. And I guess how messed up does she look?
She looks like she's all right.
All right. I would like to... like run up and try to grapple her basically down to the ground.
Okay, I would like you both to make either opposing athletics or acrobatics checks.
So do your athletics? Yeah, do athletics.
Damn. 12.
12. 24. Damn. you go to tackle her, Rico, and it's just like hitting a wall. You just don't move her. You're too small.
Is there a way I can use my sneak attack to try to trip her?
Don't you have a thing where if you spend a dice, you can spend one of your sneak attack dice, you can trip them?
Yes.
Yeah, do it.
But how do? Okay, I didn't know if I could just use.
Yeah, if you have to make an attack roll against them using you. Which you guys are acting to do.
Which attack roll do I use?
Just your psionic blades. No, use it okay. Like you because you were you if you want to use I mean you can specify that it's non-lethal damage, you're still gonna do damage to her, but it's non-lethal and then you also get your trip in there.
Okay, perfect. So that's exactly what I want to do then is non-lethal damage.
Okay.
I rolled a 19 to hit.
I believe that hits her armor class. Yeah, she has an 18, so.
And then 6 normal damage. And I'll just use one blade. Then sneak attack. Where'd you go?
There it is. You just need to spend the required amount of dice to do it. I think.
Okay, so... if the target is, it must succeed on 17, on a DC of 17.
Okay.
Dex.
So make a dexterity saving throw, Kantra.
I have 5d6, so I would like to try 5 separate times if I don't succeed.
5 separate times? Jesus. Okay.
I got a 23.
Okay. He does it again. He spends another one to do it again.
Got a 12.
Okay, that fails. So your second one, so you spent 2 of those to try to trip her, and you have 3 left.
Okay.
The roll for that 3d6.
Twelve.
12 damage, so a total of 18. And she's knocked prone?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. You are knocked prone, Kantra, and you take 18 damage. Is that it, Rico?
And then I'll just kind of look down at her and tell her, you know, it'd probably be best if you just stay down for this.
Yo, that was cold as fuck, Rico. Like,
that was so sick. Stygius.
And then that'll be my turn.
Stygius, it's your turn.
All right. I'd like to activate my Detect Thoughts headband and do a Read Thoughts. Now, if anything has changed, Riley?
Yeah, what are those surface level thoughts right now? Kantra, as you're laying on the ground after you turned into a spotted lion, got instantly knocked out by two brutal attacks from this giant wolf, and then were knocked over onto your ass onto the ground and said, it's better if you stay down for this. What's going through your head right now?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm flabbergasted. If anything, I'm just flabbergasted, I guess. Why is this so...
She's flabbergasted.
Perfect. In that case, I disengage and head up to Bronn to get something to eat.
All right. The level of unbotheredness is crazy. Bronn is
watching this and he turns over to you because he'd be after you. What can I get you?
A water and some breakfast, please.
All right. He starts to turn around and starts to get you water and breakfast.
Thank you. And I just turn to watch the shenanigans.
All right. Kantra, it's your turn. You have to spend half your movement to stand up unless you do want to just stay on the ground.
I kind of just want to stay on the ground.
You're just going to stay on the ground? You're not going to attack or anything like that? You could attack from the ground. It's just going to be a disadvantage.
No, I don't want to attack. I just want to stay on the ground.
All right, you're just going to stay on the ground. All right, okay. Quill and Damocles. Damocles, you also got flabbergasted.
I assume that some mad interrogation is about to go down. So I'm just going to keep on subtly casting spells over here and cast Zone of Truth.
So everyone in that radius needs to make what? A DC what?
17 charisma.
Okay, everyone make a charisma saving throw. Even you, Damocles, you're in it too.
Only truth telling in this motherfucker.
I got an 18.
I got a 3.
What'd Kantra get?
17.
Beats it. Damn. Well, you got a 3?
I got a 3.
Stygius, you're in this too.
I got a 14. I'd also like to make a note that I specifically want to watch Damocles as well.
Okay.
Because something's different about him.
You watch him just cast a spell. You've never seen Damocles ever cast a spell a day in your life.
Every little spell that I cast that isn't like something that I have to like do, I kind of touch my chest, and a little purple aura kind of starts to form and then dissipates. I mean, kind of just as quickly as you see it.
Interesting. What does Zone of Truth do?
Zone of Truth, so you, Rico, and you, Stygius, you feel like you cannot lie.
I love how that's the only two that affected.
Yeah.
You two cannot lie.
I rolled a 30 on that save, by the way.
Holy shit! Holy shit!
My charisma save is plus 14.
Jeez. Damn, mine's minus 1.
I'm sorry. I was trying to get the tiefling.
All right. The other two, you feel like this wave come over you. Quill, you feel this wave come over you of like, you feel like you have to tell the truth, but then it just fades off. And same with you, Kantra. What are you doing, Quill?
I take her staying, laying down as she's done. And so I trot back outside.
You just oh my god, the unbotheredness of my friends is baffling.
Quill knows why she did what she did, so there's no reason to interrogate.
But they don't know that.
I still have a minus 1 intelligence. Even my detect thoughts didn't help me put that shit together, bro.
Yeah, so you guys just watch Quill leave. She just trots off. Combat is now over. I'm going to take her is not attacking as combat's over. So I will let this commence.
So Rico's still on top of.
Yep.
Rico's standing over her and she's laying on the ground. Quill just left. Damocles casted some magic.
I gesture with my cup and say to Rico, who's your friend there?
It's so fucking casual.
Oh my god.
Well, you know, I have no idea, but for some reason we kind of just, she attacked us and so we attacked her, and now the person she attacked is gone and it's all just confusing.
Why'd you attack her?
He's looking at you, Kentra.
I didn't attack you guys. I attacked one person. Where's this us? It was one person. I feel ganged up on, if anything.
That's
it's still a cat. You attacked a wolf, and a wolf has a pack.
You guys don't look very packish.
Well,
I'm going to cast Misty Step and stand over the small creature.
I like how he teleports 5 feet.
Wild flex.
Yeah, bro.
He's just or a farming in D&D.
I don't have to spend. I don't have to spend slots for those ones.
I like how he just wastes. All right, you're standing over her.
I would stumble backwards the second he appeared.
Oh my god, yeah. So, Kentra, you now have a small little halfling and a ginormous 8-foot Goliath with covered in black and gold armor with a giant sword standing on his back and a shield on his back standing in front of you.
I want to kick him in his nuts.
Make an attack roll. Damocles, make a dexterity save to see if you can dodge it.
You have to do it. It would be an unarmed strike, right?
Yeah, it'd be unarmed strike is what it would be.
Actions.
By the way.
Did you make what's that dex save, Damocles?
Nat 20.
Oh fuck. If she rolls a nat 20, this is gonna be interesting. Nat 20 plus what?
Plus 9.
Plus
13
to hit. So you go to kick him in the nuts. Damocles, what do you do as you see this foot flying right towards your groin?
I grab it and I lift it.
Make an athletics check for me, Damocles. Okay. Kentra, you are now hanging by your foot in the air as this giant Goliath now has you by the foot in the air.
Man, I don't even know what to think.
Make smarter choices, and I drop the tiefling.
Can I spit in his face?
You're on the ground. You can try. It might just hit you in the face.
You just said I was hanging upside down.
Well, he dropped you.
Can I stand up?
Yeah, you can stand up.
Okay, I stand up. And I just look at them fine.
So, why'd you attack her?
I'm looking at you guys funny. That's what I'm doing.
Not answering the question, huh?
Nope.
All right. Well, we want to know because she's in a party, or I've kind of gestured to Rico and go, a pack, if you will. we take care of our own. And if you attack her, well, you're attacking us. So, gosh, why am I explaining everything? I suddenly shake my head and I didn't realize the spell took hold. And then I look over to Damocles and I say, what's wrong with you? You're different. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm more than all right, my friend.
Did you cast a spell earlier? It looked like magic.
A couple.
I suppose a few, yes. We'll need to talk about that as well. But back to you, and I point to, at
Kantra. Trust me, I'm having a hard time myself. I've had to say it several times. Just
at this.
I can't hear Stygis.
Oh, you can't hear me?
No, she can't hear you.
How about now?
Can you hear me now?
No.
Did your volume on your headset turn down?
It's all the way up.
Weird.
Dang. Okay, one sec.
I can hear
everybody else. Can hear me, right?
Yeah, I hear him. Yeah, just
everyone fine. Else can hear you. Might just have to leave and try joining back.
Sure. One sec.
No, me? Not you. I think, yeah, you, Riley. I think you have to leave and join back.
Oh.
I think it's just it was just a bug. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Okay, have him talk again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Okay. Perfect. So I turn back and I point at you and say, what's your name?
I kind of just look at you funny again.
Open my hands, I would say, all right, well, my name is Stygis, this is Damocles, and this is Rico. You attacked our friend
Quill. Stygis, shut your mouth, please. We don't know this person.
Yes, but...
Just eat.
I'm just trying to tell the truth.
Just eat.
No, this man's not lying.
Nobody asks anything, though. You're just
talking. This is Damocles.
I feel like Quill's just sitting on the other side of the door listening to these guys struggle.
Are you just like, have your
Damocles is visibly frustrated.
I just have my ear to the door listening.
I will admit, I am quite hungry, but I'm more curious about, well, her and you.
I feel like I'm more like, what the fuck? Like, what is happening?
You can tell them your name, or you can keep it quiet. You are in no space to fight or to try to argue with these guys. You are surrounded. And you do see the bartender has knuckle dusters on, so.
I'm just giving them a confused look.
Anything you want to say.
Why they're just like sharing so much stuff.
Oh, you know, guys, maybe she doesn't speak English.
She does speak halfling. Speak halfling to her, Rico.
Oh, here, let me try this. I would like to try to speak halfling and ask her her name.
You guys have no clue what the fuck Rico says. Looks over at her and says something.
I might, or I do, actually.
You do know what Rico says then.
Yes.
He asks you what your name is, Kendra.
I kind of just smirk and tell him I can understand him just fine. I just choose not to answer.
All right.
Quill, you are hearing this struggle. You are hearing this struggle.
Quill's just out there giggling.
There is a horse out there that's just giving you the stank eye as well.
Bobby!
I want to change back out of my wolf form.
Okay, spend a charge.
Okay. And then I'm going to go say hi to this horse.
All right. You proceed to say hi to this horse. The other three, you guys are still... What's going on?
So, like, are you gonna attack one of us again?
I mean, if I were going to, I would have already done it.
Okay, cool. And I would like to go back to my meal at the bar.
Just turns around.
Okay, cool.
Tim, please.
I don't know. I give up. I'm going back to the bar.
All right, you go back to the bar as well. Start eating. You Stitches is watching all this happen. She's just standing there as Rico and Damocles go back to eating.
If I'm being honest, you look a bit confused. Why is that?
Because you guys are just spitting out nonsense.
How so?
I just fought you guys and you're asking my name.
Yes. Would you prefer if I killed you?
Preferably not.
All right. Well, we have some common ground there then. We would prefer not to kill you, at least.
It makes one of us.
That's how I feel. I turn to Damocles and say, that's quite rude. You're being rude right now. How long does this spell last?
10 minutes.
Damocles, you died.
Yes. Yes, I did. I remember it fondly, actually. What? It was the time of my life, if you will.
How are you alive?
You could ask Quill. I don't know.
Where is Quill? I start looking around.
I also don't know.
You see Quill outside through the window is petting this horse.
Now, Bobby's trying to kick him.
She's actually climbing up on this horse, if the horse allows it.
Make an animal handling check.
How do I... Oh, it's right there. 18.
Hold on 1 second. You slowly start to climb on the back of this horse.
All right, I'm gonna take it for a ride.
Make another animal handling check.
Control over Bobby.
Make what another animal handling check.
Me?
Yeah, you're riding him, you do. A 14. Well,
while this is going down, I'm going to say, I'm going to go talk to Quill. And then she's like, getting on the horse.
You walk outside just as Quill gets on the horse.
And I kind of falter in my steps as I see her get on and start heading a direction.
Quill, you do notice Stygius come out right as you hop on, right before you go to take off.
Hello, Stygius.
Hello, what's going on?
With?
Gesture, or point of thumb back at the bar.
Oh, that's just another druid from Sylvanas. Trying to bring me in or something.
Ah, are you in danger?
No, actually I was going to steal her horse.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll let you know. So I turn around and...
You open the door!
Wait, say what?
Who opens the door?
Do you open the door and just yell in, or do you walk in and say it?
Yeah, I walked back in. I said, she's stealing your horse, by the way.
Oh, what the fuck? Stygius, you fucking rat. Can I run outside? I'm running outside.
You run outside, and what'd you get on the animal handling check, Quill?
I yell, I'm not a rat, I'm a half elf.
14? As you go to take off with a natural 20 on his end, he dumps you into the...
Okay, with that, I'm going to switch back into my wolf form, and I'm going to go in there and tackle Stygius.
I'd like you to make an athletics check, or yeah, an athletics check, and Riley, make a dexterity save. Make a dexterity saving throw. 9. Riley, what'd you get on their deck save? Because she was walking out as you go to run in, Ed Stygius.
9.
A 9. You two just ram right into each other. You both stumble backwards.
Me and Stygius?
No. Me and you. You and the giant wolf.
I sidestep out of the way and I look down at them and say, yes, if I were a rat, I'd be much furrier, and I'm not one. I'm a half elf. So, there's that. I'm hungry. I'm going back to eat.
I want to grab him by his leg and drag him outside.
Make an attack roll at disadvantage. Unarmed strike is what you're looking for. Because you're going to try to grab him and...
A 23, or a 24, and a 30.
So you somehow grab Stygius just as he's walking away from the collision that you and Candida had right at the door. You're able to grab him by the back of his cloak and start to drag him outside.
No, his leg.
You were able to grab his cloak because he turned around. His legs were too far. You were able to grab the foot of his cloak.
Once we get outside, I'm just going to give him a little... Like, I'm going to chuck him out there and then walk back in the tavern.
You're going to chuck him?
I mean, not like far. Just a little throw.
Just a little toss.
Cody, make an athletics check to try not to get tossed. Like
kick the baby.
Or athletics or dex, either one.
I don't want to play kick the baby.
I'm actually just kind of rolling with it, but I'm just saying I don't particularly like this, and I don't think we have time for it. But I'd like to...
Well, I don't think we have time to be snooty, Stygius.
I'd like to roll not to hurt myself as she throws me. How about that?
Okay, roll a dex save. Quill, what'd you get for your athletics?
To top I didn't know I was supposed to...
Oh yeah, you're throwing him.
I got a 15.
A 15?
You got a 10.
It goes to throw you, Stygius, and she just stands you up.
It just gives me a push.
Yeah, just stands you up. Just goes to throw you, and you just end up on your feet. Not getting any air. You're just standing up now.
Okay, so she tosses me a few feet back. I continue walking back towards the bar.
Is he walking behind me or in front of me at this point?
He would be walking right beside you, heading towards the bar.
All
right,
I'm going to put my head, because I'm taller than him, over his head and just let the drool drip down as we walk in.
Okay. At this point, wait.
There's so much fucking mannequins going on right now.
Sorry. You're in your wolf form, your head's above me, and you're just like drooling on me?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
As you guys are stopped, as I'm guessing Kantra is just stepped to the side of the door and is watching.
No. I'm going to grab my horse.
Okay.
And bring him back.
Well, your horse didn't go anywhere. It just he just dumped Quill off and then stood right back where he was.
Okay, then I'm just petting my horse. Okay. And Bobby. Very good, Bobby.
Stygius and Quill, you enter back in as Rico and Damocles are eating their breakfast, about almost done.
We don't have a lot of time for this, as I'm like trying to put a hand above my head to catch or direct the
drool
saliva.
We don't have a lot of time to be snitching either.
I think Damocles cast some sort of spell. I'm not sure. I can't really help myself right now.
Yeah, me either.
Well, some of us don't have to tell the truth, so you'll never know.
I would like to shout inside over my shoulder, trying to like yell through the door. Hey, Stygius, this food's pretty good. You should come finish.
In the bar now.
Okay. So I'm just yelling loudly at him.
He's yelling loudly at him. Stygius, the food's really good.
Yes,
I really like it.
I'm excited to join. And I take a seat next to him.
Start to eat your breakfast.
I'm headed back into the bar now.
All right.
Going back to my food that I was very distracted from.
Okay.
It's cold now.
It's very cold now.
I'm going to sit there and eat it.
Sit there and eat cold eggs and biscuits. Cold biscuits.
I saved the biscuits for Bobby.
Okay.
Cold Bobby biscuits.
As you guys are finishing your breakfast, someone you didn't think was alive actually pops in, and you see a small dwarven woman with very flaming red hair in very library-ish clothes run into the tavern.
Oh my god, she's
book lady.
I did the right thing.
Yeah, good job. It's Cinder whatever.
Cinder, I hardly know her.
She walks in and says, well, I don't know what you guys did, but I woke up in a cubby.
Since I can't speak to her, I just look very pleased with myself.
Tail wagging.
Do you guys still have the books?
Nope.
Unfortunately not.
You just see this ghastly... Her face goes from fully colored to just pale. Pale ghost white. As she looks unbelievable. Like just flabbergasted in the most truest form possible.
All right, library lady. I think you're the only one who can really help us. Where the hell would they take these books?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, I have no clue, but I can assume what they're going to do with it. They're probably going to release the power of the three of the dead three that are locked in that book. I have no clue where they would go though.
This is what I wanted to talk about actually. We have some information as well as at least a minor way of tracking. As I put one of these and I raise a runic piton in my hand, and I say, we know a little bit about the demon that took it. And actually, could we get a recap on what this demon looked like, if it had any recognizable
It looked like, you would recognize him immediately. You and Rico both would recognize him immediately because he is the second in command in Tyr, underneath the Tyr's Chosen. His name was Ruth Creed. Human. He was very human, very elegantly handsome man. Very devilish looks, both pun intended. He was very cruel to both you and Rico in very many ways.
What's his name? Sorry.
Ruth Creed.
Ruth Creed.
Yes.
And he is a human or not a demon?
Well, he had a human. As far as you knew, he was human, but it looks to be that he's actually part devil.
Okay.
He's a devil of some sorts because they can disguise themselves as humans.
Got it.
So.
This was Ruth Creed of the House of Tyr. I'm wondering if the ritual will take place in their lands or around there.
Well, if they were going to release the power, what symbol did he have on his chest? And you would remember the symbol that he had. You wouldn't know what it stand for, but it was two curling devil horns with barbed wire wrapped around them. If you want to make a history check to remember what that symbol represents.
I got a nat 20, 25.
25, you would know that would represent the King of Hells. The King of the Hells, the God of Lies and Deceit. Asmodeus.
And the sign of Asmodeus marked across his chest.
Oh. Well, they probably won't be in one place anymore. Now that they have the books, they'll probably be spread out. So it's probably fair to assume that they are probably going to do it wherever the Lord of the Hells camp or wherever they have set up is. I have no clue where that location would be. We would have to... We'd have to find someone that worshipped these gods. Someone that was in the planning of the invasion. Which wouldn't be too hard. Especially if you guys disguised yourselves. We're looking for a way to maybe join.
That could work, and as long as we get within 1,000 feet of the bag of holding, we'll at least know that much. No, it's not much, but it's something.
Yeah. Do you guys... She looks... She looks curious at you guys. Well, before we do that, do you guys still have the paper I sent you?
Isn't that Stygius's pocket?
I checked my...
Or was that also in the bag of holding?
That was in Stygius's pocket. It was in someone's pocket. I don't remember if it was Stygius or Quill that had the letter.
It was Stygius.
Stygius, okay.
Check my pockets, and I believe it still should be there, though.
Yeah, it looks like a bounty. It looks like a bounty poster, but it's just a poster with some writing on it.
Yeah.
Reading it, it talked about a prophecy that she wanted to tell you guys about, as long and as well as, you know, getting the book to safety. As you pull it out, she looks at it and says, yes, that. I found some old tomes stating that there was somewhere a prophecy that had been hidden. It said it was in this odd location. I was able to find it this morning. But maybe we go check out that and... or make a plan to try to find where these books went.
I would agree with that. Everyone else?
Yeah, I can get behind that plan. Sounds kind of fun, actually.
It's somewhere to start, at least, I say mentally to anyone who can hear me.
And if I'm being truthful, we can take all the help that we can get. I turn to the druid and, are you in? Would you like to help save the world?
Stygius, what the fuck?
As far as I know, this is your fault.
My fault?
Yeah. Honestly.
Stygius, I want you to use all of that pent-up honesty and tell me exactly how the fuck this is my fault.
I believe you casted a spell. Oh, wait. Now I'm confused. Do you mean about this whole situation, or me telling the truth?
Well, now I'm confused.
I was talking about me telling the truth.
I was talking about the fucking village that just burned down.
Yes, that did it, or didn't it?
You know, Stygius, I don't think you can really put all the blame on Damocles when you're the one that wouldn't let us take out that camp, and it would have been half of the numbers if we would have took out that camp. So I think we all have a bit of blame to take here, and I don't think you should be pinning it on Damocles.
That's true, and I'm not pinning it on him. I'm merely saying that he cast a dispel to tell the truth. That is his fault. The rest isn't. He died, my father died, the village was burned. I understand the stakes. And if honestly, I'm quite upset about it. However, we have a job to do. The world is at stake, so we need to focus.
Well, do you want to make a plan to see if we can figure out maybe where these camps are, get a hold of the other chosen, or do we want to take a look at where I think this prophecy might be laid to rest? She proceeds to say, like, you know, this, she talks a little bit more about the tome and how it said that there was once a scholar that talked to the creator gods before they left. One of the creator gods left them with a prophecy, and they were told to take it with them to their grave. Doesn't say of the location. It just says of markings in the location of Ael, of what to look out for. And that is it. Or I can see if I can get a hold of what's left of the council. Is your father still around, Stygius?
As I said, he's dead.
Oh. Well, I can see who I can find from the council and see if they know anything. See if they've heard any new information.
I think that would be good, considering the stakes. It's not just about us anymore, is it? Has it been 10 minutes yet?
It's been about 10 minutes.
Okay. I feel that leave, and I kind of drop my head and say, I look around at you all and I go, I'm sorry. I'm in quite a lot of pain here. And I'd like to keep going, but how are you all? Do we need a moment to breathe, or can we keep going?
I don't think anyone was disagreeing with you on the fact that we need to keep going and get this figured out now. But I also don't see any point in us going back and attacking them again, where we obviously don't have enough force or the numbers to do it effectively. So I almost think that we should go and try to get the prophecy thing.
All right, and gesturing to, wow, what's her name? Cinder, or
yeah,
okay, Cinder.
Cinderworm, right?
Cinder Grimworm.
Okay. Cinder
Grimworm.
Cinder Lady.
Hey, at least you remembered Cinder.
This will help you, or help us in this fight.
Well, honestly, I have no clue, but if you're looking for any way to boost your knowledge or boost your strengths, it might be something to look into. I know where the location is in the town from reading the book. I explored it right before I sent that letter. I wasn't able to get in because of this weird locking mechanism, but I mean, it's always worth a try.
I say we check it out.
Mark it on the map, book lady.
How about this? I'll make some contacts with the Chosen, and I'll meet you at the Library of Creations. It's not too far from there. You guys can finish your breakfast, and I'll meet you there.
Sounds like a plan.
She goes, okay, and she starts to turn around, and she looks like she pulls his bag and pulls a stone out and starts to speak into the stone as she walks out of the tavern. What are you guys doing?
I need another ale, Bron.
I got you. Walks over and brings you another tankard of ale.
And I'll take another one of rum, please.
All right. Slides two shot glasses of rum over to you.
I down them one after the other.
Boom, boom. Quill?
Well, Quill's a wolf, so she's just waiting patiently.
All right.
I'm heading over to my horse.
Okay. You guys watch the tiefling leave. Is there anything that wants to be spoken about before breakfast is over?
I'm going to say to the group, minus Riley, because she can't hear my mental. Do you think we should try to bring the druid along with us? Try to get some more numbers?
She tried to kill us. Well, you.
She tried to kill me, but she's not going to.
She did specifically say that.
I'm not threatened by
her. You know, she could be useful.
Meat shield, meat shield, meat shield.
I didn't say it.
No, the DM did.
Stygius, what do you think?
The truth, or the choice is hers, of course.
What are you guys thinking?
I don't know that creature. That's what I'm thinking.
All right. You guys proceed to finish your breakfast. You guys stand up and get ready to leave. What wants to be done? Anything needs to be done right before?
If I could spend a little time on my pet project, doing some runic carving before we head out,
that would be good.
You're able suppose to that would be meditation time, too.
All right. Rico, Quill?
Nope, I think I'm just ready to go.
Alright. Quill?
I'm gonna change again.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go out and talk to... What's her name? Cantra?
Yes. You wouldn't know that.
Tiefling.
The tiefling.
Before I go out, I'm gonna ask him, did anybody catch her name?
Nope, I tried, but she wasn't willing to give it up.
Okay, then I'm just going to go outside.
All right, you go out there and Kendra is petting her horse.
We need some extra help on this job we're trying to do. Would you be interested in helping us?
Well, you almost did just kill me. And I don't know if I trust you or them.
Well, you attacked first.
And I'm sure you know why.
Of course I know why, but
I'm not exactly as the legends say or as the groves say. What I'm trying to do is for the greater good.
So what is it that you need my help on?
Well, there are three gods currently trying to be unleashed on our land, and we're trying to stop it before it gets out of control and takes over the whole world, basically.
I suppose I can. Just doesn't mean I trust you fully.
I'm the one that shouldn't trust you.
Again, you've heard the legends.
Bitch, I am the legends.
I kind of just grin at the comment. I suppose I can come with it.
I suppose. All right. Anything else that wants to be done before you guys start to head over to the library? Well, are you going to tell the rest of the group?
I peek my head in back into the tavern and I say, "She's coming with us." Wait, what's your name?
Cantra.
Her name's Cantra.
Oh, well, looks like that's decided.
Indeed. Raise my glass and towards the door and take his way.
Damocles?
Nothing.
All right. You guys finish what you're doing, and you, all five of you now, head over to the Library of Creations. You walk in, and you see Cinder is sitting there with a map in her hands. Looks like she is studying a map of Ao as you guys walk in. What do you guys want to do? She seems very distracted at the current moment.
I go up to her and introduce myself.
Interesting. Well, nice to meet you, Cantra. I'm Cinder.
It's nice to meet you as well. What are we doing?
Well, you guys got a new fellow, I see. We're gonna go see if we can find this. Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Believe so. Should be good.
I guess.
Let's do this.
She leads you guys out of the library, leads you around to the back, and leads you over to one of the giant granite spikes that surround this whole town. As you walk closer and closer to this wall, it's probably about a 200-foot walk, you start to see dragon heads have been formed into the side of this of these granite rocks. As you get closer, everyone make a perception check.
That's a 12 for me.
12 for you?
17.
25.
14. DC wasn't super high. So you all see four dragon heads. Each have a symbol. All four of them have a symbol, but one of them has an orb in the mouth.
DM, I rolled a 3. Do I still see these things?
You don't see nothing. You just see pretty rock. You see pretty rock.
Fuck. Pretty rock.
Is very pretty. Yes, yes.
It's epic.
And then they point it out to you, and then you see the dragon heads, but you just see the pretty dragon head rocks.
Pretty dragon rock.
He's still Damocles deep down.
You walk over, and you see four dragon heads. One has a symbol of a dagger. One, a symbol of a broken sword. one a symbol of a burin, and one a symbol, one with the open mouth with a symbol of a leaf on its head and a small crystalline sphere in its mouth.
Can I go look at the dragon head with the orb?
Mm-hmm. As you guys grow closer. Hey everyone, Coffee Horse here, and I just want to thank you for listening to Coffee and D&D. Sorry for the late release, we have some stuff going on behind the scenes and some big news on the horizon. If you do want to keep up to date with us, you can find our socials. We post when our episodes are going to be released, funny clips from our episodes, and all of our news soon to come. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and Blue Sky at coffee.n.dnd. We are on most podcast streaming services. We are also on YouTube at the Coffee and D&D Podcast. Please do rate our show. It helps us out unbelievably so much. Share with your friends, family, and your furry friends. And we do hope you keep coming back to our caffeinated chaos. We'll catch you all on the next one.